Still coming down?
Yeah.
Depressing you, huh, Captain?
No, not particularly.
You like the snow, Captain?
Yeah.
Depresses most people. Frigid whiteness. Suffocating everything, living and growing. Symbol of the end of the life cycle. It's barren, sterile, hopeless.
Excuse me.
Getting to you, huh?
Yeah, getting to you.
Here we go.
Oh, thanks, Nick.
It's not coffee.
What is it?
It's ginseng tea. I wanted your honest opinion before you found out what it was.
Don't ever do that to me again.
Barney, it's great stuff.
I really mean it.
It's an oriental herb. It revitalizes your whole body. And it makes you more vigorous, vital, and potent.
I'm as potent as I care to be.
No kidding.
Come on, take it easy, will you? I just ran 15 blocks.
Good for you.
What do we got here?
Name is Lou Jack. I caught him in that alley over behind 8th Avenue, trying to roll another panhandle.
He would have just spent that on wine anyway.
We appreciate the thought.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
How are all of you down there?
Down there?
Oh, it's just an expression.
R.N. Harris, Inc.? What's that all about? Oh, I'm incorporating myself.
Incorporate?
Yes, that's when an individual forms his own company.
I know what it means. I'm just surprised to see you'd be doing it.
Oh, well, I mean, I'd be a fool not to take advantage of the tax sheltering opportunities, the pension and write-off benefits it offers.
Just never heard of a police officer incorporating himself before.
Hey, I've got manuscripts and screenplays laying around with several different publishers. I just don't want to get caught getting a five-figure cash advance and having no place to shelter it.
Oh, well, that would be a problem.
Yeah.
You think somebody from your company could get that?
You got a previous address?
623 Houston. Oh. I feel tight all over. Wow.
Hold on. I got something that'll make you feel real great.
Yeah, right. Barney, got a disturbance over the east side terminal.
Take Dietrich.
Right. Got a call, Dietrich. It's you and me.
Oh, joint venture.
It's
corporate humor.
I suppose.
Okay, you want to make a statement? Hey, come on, I'm talking to you. Hey. Barney? Barney, come here, quick.
What's the matter?
Well, he was all right just a second ago.
Come here, let's get him on the phone.
I was asking him questions.
Call emergency medical.
Did you feel a pulse?
Call emergency medical.
Right.
Hey, give him some of this. It's a great stimulant.
I think he's dead.
Well, it ain't that good.
With a coronary like that, he was gone before we could even get started on him. You know what really killed him? Fat. The heart wasn't designed to carry a lot of excess weight, you know. We better be getting back.
Whoa. Aren't you forgetting something?
Life is our specialty. He's dead. You gotta call a coroner. Take care of yourself.
I do.
All right, Nick. Call the coroner.
Okay.
Why, you didn't even look sick.
Well, how was I supposed to know?
Hey, it's not your fault.
Yeah, I mean, he was running, and I was chasing him. That's all. I mean, I couldn't let him get away, right?
Of course not.
Barney, I got the coroner. They can't pick him up.
Why? Captain Miller here, what seems to be the problem?
I didn't even rough him up or anything, Barney.
Yes, I know it's snowing. We're having the difficulty here, too.
Now, how was I supposed to know?
You had no way of knowing, Joe. It's just one of those things that happened. Yes, I'm still here. Well, can you give me an approximation? Sometime tomorrow. You have any suggestions as to what we should do with Mr. Lujak here until that time? Keep him as comfortable as possible. That's very amusing. Well, looks like we're going to have Mr. Lujak on our hands.
What are we supposed to do with him?
Maybe we can just let him lay there and work around him.
There'd be something we could do with the man.
How about the couch in your office?
I gotta work it.
I don't think he'll bother you.
I take it we're gonna be subjected to that kind of humor for the duration of Mr. Lujak's stay.
Probably.
Barney, with the heat on in here, how long do you think it's gonna be before he starts to turn?
I don't know, Lujak.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking we could pack him with snow.
We can't leave him laying out in the street.
Let's just put him in the interrogation room for the time being. That's as good as any place.
You want to?
Yes.
What do you want, the arms or the legs?
I don't care. What do you want?
I don't know. It doesn't make any difference to me either.
One of each?
Let's move the man out of here.
Why wouldn't you people listen to me? It's coming, I tell you.
Settle down.
Oh, God. What are they doing to that man?
Don't be alarmed. I'm sure there's a simple explanation.
Oh.
What the hell is going on?
We're just coming.
How'd he die?
I don't know. He just sort of... Captain, this is Jerome Grodin. He was standing outside in front of the bus terminal poking people with this thing.
I was just trying to get their attention.
What for?
To save them. It all started last year. The worst winter on record. And people refused to be aware.
Aware of what?
It's the beginning of the next great ice age. Hey, be careful with those. They're documented proofs.
Yeah. Hey, Barney. You know what?
What's that?
I want you in my corporation.
Thanks, Harris.
Well, you see, I've got to have a vice president and a secretary just to keep everything on the up and up.
Don't you need a...
I'm the president. See, this is just a formality. It's an honorary thing. All you got to do is just sign right here.
Of course, you know that in the event of a corporate bankruptcy, it is possible that you as an officer could be held responsible for the debts of the corporation.
Is that true?
Oh, that's just a hypothetical what-if possibility that's never going to happen.
Oh.
Hey, look, if you don't want to be in my corporation, just say so.
I don't want to.
Fine. I
Come on. City's going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta dump my car at 14th Street and Lexington Avenue and walk a mile. Nick, got a bail ticket for Lujak.
Lujak?
Yeah, he here?
Yeah, he's here.
So I got his bail ticket.
I guess you want to view him?
What?
View him, see him, look at him.
Yeah.
He's in the interrogation room.
Interrogation room? He doesn't have to answer any questions until his attorney is present.
Don't worry.
Nick, why didn't you tell me he was dead?
Then come up.
Barney!
No. Barney, he's Lujak's attorney.
And I want a copy of the arrest report.
All right, Nick. I take it you've seen your client?
Yeah. What kind of questions were you asking him, for God's sakes?
Man had a coronary right in the middle of the squadron. Paramedics came, nobody could help.
That's going to be the official story?
That is what happened.
No, Barney, what happened was wrongful death, criminal negligence.
Come on, not a lawsuit.
Loss of future earnings.
Future earnings? Man, we're all drunks for a living.
Only temporarily. I happen to know he was a sculptor. Also did a little upholstery, I think.
I'm sure he was a very talented man.
And he was a human being. As such, entitled to certain inalienable rights. Is he getting the arrest report?
Is that Lujak with an L?
With an L.
I thought so.
Who's the arresting officer?
Detective Roger Hoetz.
Yeah, the big one, right? Can I have a word with him?
I don't even know where he is at the moment.
Got a call, went out with Dietrich.
Right.
Uh-huh.
How's it coming, Nick?
Barney, I can't find him.
Try to bury it, huh?
Very poor taste, Arnold. Yeah. Still in his typewriter.
Yeah. This is it? It's a little skimpy.
Well, obviously, considering events, he didn't have time to finish it.
Well, would you mind if I wait around and see if I can get some more information?
Be my guest. Make yourself at home. Have some tea. Yeah.
Strength reports.
Thank you.
Sure.
Harris.
Yeah?
Harris, we are in a difficult situation where everyone's cooperation is needed. Your one-word answers don't help.
Sorry.
Oh, come on.
Man, what are you guys doing out there in weather like this? What are you, nuts?
Roger, where the hell you been?
Out in the call.
What do you got?
Eugene LaSalle caught him out on a fire escape trying to break into an apartment.
Man, what are they doing out there? I thought the whole city was snowbound.
So you figured you'd take advantage of the situation. Trade on the misery and misfortune of 11 million people for your own personal gain?
Yeah.
You mad because we didn't tell you we were going out?
No, it's just that we have company.
I have a few questions for you, Roger Hoetz.
Arnold is Lujak's attorney.
Oh. Well, sorry.
Sorry? You drove a man to his death, for God's sakes.
I mugged somebody. I had to chase him.
Look, according to this, you apprehended him by tackling him about the ankles and forcing his head into the snow.
It was snowing.
Roger, you have a suspect. Take care of him. Book him.
I want depositions from all your men.
Oh, come on, Arnold. We're busy around here. It's up to them.
You got me at a bad time.
Apparently.
Come on, Harris. I know you're holding back on me.
Hey, Arnold, look, I got stuff I'm doing. Do you mind? I'm electing officers, issuing stock.
I want to know what specific circumstances led to the death of... What do you mean you're issuing stock?
For my corporation.
You're incorporating?
Yeah.
Why?
Why not?
What do you gross a year?
18,000, 19,000. That's not including royalties and literary payments.
How much are they?
It's nothing yet, but...
Then you're an idiot. You you're going to end up paying more for bookkeeping, state fees, quarterly tax statements than your corporation is going to save you. On top of that, the IRS will probably come along and call you a personal holding company and slap you with a 70% tax rate. Now, my client was sitting over there when suddenly, for no apparent reason, he died. I want to know what...
70%?
Hey, Dietrich, it's snowing heavier than ever. You don't think that he's right, do you?
Well, of course, a new ice age can't happen overnight. However, scientists have been detecting disturbing changes in weather conditions, which could theoretically result in a calamity, such as an ice age in our lifetime.
I don't know that.
Dietrich, I want to talk to you.
Sure.
I want you to tell me everything you know.
How much time you got?
My client was sitting over there when suddenly...
Okay, who's got the body?
Oh, I want to know everything you
saw. Oh, I take it you're from the coroner's office? Yeah, here for Lou Jack Leo. I didn't think you were going to make it today, Nick. Bring him to Lou Jack.
Come on.
Hope he didn't cause you any trouble.
We don't care for that kind of humor around here.
Barney?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, and I'd like to apologize for being a little cold back there.
Forget it.
Listen, I mean, if my incorporating is going to interfere with our relationship, I'd just as soon junk the whole idea.
Harris, I would just like you to know that I would have as much affection for you as a corporation as I have for you as an ordinary individual.
I won't forget that part.
It's okay.
Well, Barney, I certainly want to thank you and all your men for their meager cooperation. You'll be receiving a legal notice in a couple of days of the suit concerning the death of my client.
You know, it occurs to me, Arnold, you no longer have a client.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure Mr. Lujak's family will want me to pursue this matter.
Ah. He doesn't have a family.
What?
Look here, next of kin, none.
Oh.
Look at that. Nobody to sue for.
Oh, there must be somebody here. Cousin, nephew. Foster parents.
Maybe after a long and costly search, Arnold, you'll come up with somebody. Good luck.
You will be receiving a bill for tax consultation.
Say what? Excuse me, cold stuff.
Are you sure he's not in a coma?
Stop snoring, Barney.
You're not serious.
Oh, it has.
Yeah.
All right, Nick, let's take another shot at getting Grodin over to the Manhattan South.
Okay.
I don't understand what went wrong. Is a research and study, measurements and observations? Could it be all wrong?
Maybe it's just premature, Mr.
Grodin. It's turning to rain.
Rain?
Pouring.
A flood. Maybe that was it. Well, it does make sense from a theological point of view.
Never say die, Mr. Grodin.
Okay, let's go.
Where are we going?
Princeton Pictures.
Is that where you took the other guy?
Don't anyone else around here know how to use a camera?
Get down here.
I'm only 22. So I made a mistake.
Roger?
Yeah?
Just got off the phone with the coroner. Results of Lou Jack's autopsy.
Oh, yeah?
He says the man should have been dead years ago.
Really?
Sure. Massive coronary occlusion, advanced case of cirrhosis of the liver. He had arteriosclerosis, even had bleeding ulcers.
No kidding.
You cannot intimidate a man in that condition.
I guess not.
I've never known you to take credit for something you had nothing to do with.
No. Here you go.
Keep.
Thanks, Bart.
Oh, thank you.
Do you ever think about dying, Captain?
Not until you just mentioned it, no.
I think the Japanese have the healthiest attitude toward death. They have a serene resignation, a tranquil acceptance of that which is inevitable.
Personally, I'm going kicking and scratching all the way.
Why don't you tell him that?
I like my image.
In 1 week, through the magic of TV programming, 12 becomes 51. To be more specific, Precinct 12 becomes Squad 51. And 48 times 51 equals a pandemonium marathon of emergency. All next weekend on TV Land.